This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. I have a question for you. When it concerns your member of Congress, are the qualities of honesty and integrity important to you? You've probably heard of former Representative George Santos. He's the now expelled congressman from the 3rd District of New York, who's been in the news this entire year after admitting he lied about a number of things in the run-up to his election in 2022. He's been indicted not once, but twice this year on a host of charges ranging from wire fraud and money laundering to false statements to Congress. Then on Friday, by a vote of 311 yeas, 114 noes, and 2 voting present, Santos became the 6th member in the history of Congress expelled. It's one thing to lie to your constituents about your resume. He admitted to that. Normally, I'd leave it to the New York 3 voters to correct that mistake. But it's a whole nother ballgame to violate federal law and use donated money for lavish personal expenses. In the legal world, that's wire fraud and money laundering. Pretty serious stuff. The House Ethics Committee reported a lot of those findings, and while he will stand trial next September on the criminal activity, I didn't believe it was in anyone's best interest that he remain a member of Congress pending trial. Let me be clear. George Santos will have due process on his criminal charges. That's what our Constitution guarantees. But nowhere in the Constitution does it guarantee him due process when being accountable to his fellow members. Congress has the constitutional authority to punish its members, and we did on Friday. Back to the original question. Are honesty and integrity important qualities of a member of Congress? I believe they are. That's why I voted not once, but twice to remove George Santos from Congress. I believe members of Congress should be held to a higher standard of accountability. Members are human beings. They make mistakes. Most of the mistakes are errors of omission, missing a deadline, inadvertent use of a campaign card, or some other infraction not permitted by law. But the question should always be, was it intentional or was it inadvertent? And for what purpose? Unauthorized use of donors' credit cards or Botox injections and OnlyFans subscriptions? They simply cannot be excused. In the George Santos case, he knew what he was doing and he did it anyway. He's a fabulist of the highest order. That doesn't make him a criminal, but the evidence is clear that he knowingly and intentionally did things that constitute criminal behavior. At a minimum, that's conduct unbecoming a member of Congress. Our approval ratings are bad already, and keeping George Santos around would have only taken them lower, if that's possible. To some in leadership, losing a member in an already thin majority could be problematic. That's why a lot of leadership voted to keep George Santos. I didn't see it that way. Keeping an admitted liar and an admitted thief in your ranks who continues to make a mockery of Congress is far worse. This is no longer about holding on to the majority. It's about doing your job. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.